Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the Land Investors Review by Seth Williams of REITipster.com. Thank you, Seth. Sort of. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
It is a thank you.
He says it is. No, you know, Seth, I love his reviews. We'll get to these in a second, though.
Okay, cool. All right. Michael asks, I love this. So you have a question here for me to read, and then you have somebody already chimed in an answer. So I have an answer here, too. So Michael asks, when buying land, how do you automate getting a check to your seller? It's such a headache to go to the bank and get a check. So one of our people chimed in.
Amen, by the way, Michael. I could not agree more.
Mm-hmm. It is pain.
It's a huge topic, by the way. When you start doing deals, it's a huge pain. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Gene answers, I'll add this. A mentor of mine once said, I don't get off the couch for less than $1,000. I adopted that a few years back into, I don't get out of my pajamas. I love it. I can't say it always works out that way, but I've been fortunate enough to build a business and a number of systems within it, which ensures I don't have to deal with people unless I'm signing a check or cashing it. I love it. It all sounds pretentious, I know, but if you start to adopt this mentality, you'd be surprised how much sooner you get to the kind of paydays that afford this pretension. But I sympathize. The knucklehead stuff like run to the bank, get a check, run to the post office, stand in line, mail the check. It's not worth the time of the business owner. My two cents, .. Okay, that's beautiful.
Yep.
And Gene's right. And I love it. I love his mentality. Look, this is going to be worth it. And it, obviously it is. So that's just, I think Gene's telling him, get over it.
Well, what he's saying is do it for a while and then systematize it. And that's what I read out of it. And that's my advice too. But, you know, we still do it to this day. Do it that way. We send somebody to the bank. And if, again, this is in Success Plan. I copied and pasted it right out of there. And then there's six or seven other people that chime in and say, yeah, this is a pain. And then there's some people who creatively are dealing with it by somebody even said in there, when the notary gets to the guy's house, instead of handing a cashier's check, they make a wire transfer right there, either a wire transfer or a PayPal, you know, send. Mm-hmm. And so it hits the bank account and then they sign everything. Like in a movie, you know, you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's nuts because there's a lot of ways. Here's the thing with a cashier's check. I know it's old school and I know it's a pain. Those are all true. But it's as good as cash, but it's not cash. So no one can steal it.
Right.
It has to go to the recipient that owns the real estate. And once it's handed over, that's the only person that can, you know, with cash, anybody can take it.
Right.
So there's still a few old school things that the internet hasn't figured out. Or you can use an escrow company. You know, that's the way to avoid it. But in the end, I wanted to include this in the show today because there's a few things you just have to kick old school. Not very many, but a few. The real answer is the way we do it. You give somebody limited power, an assistant or an employee or a family member, limited power to go to the bank on your behalf and do one specific thing, a limited power of attorney to get a cashier's check, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real answer, so you don't have to do it. Get out of your pajamas, so to speak.
Are you in your pajamas?
Hell no.
I have my slippers on. We're in different states right now. If we sound a little different this week, Jack's in Arizona and I'm in California and I do have my slippers on.
I got to get up and take a shower and I don't care where I work. I got to get up, get going, do some stuff.
Well, I did all that, but I just have my slippers on. These are my uniform shoes here at the office.
I'll take your word for it, Jill.
That's right. It's flip-flops or barefoot or slippers. I don't know.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, how you should enjoy the Land Investors Review by Seth Williams of retipster.com. This is the meat of the show. Take it away, Joe.
I'm clapping. Yay. I loved it. You know, one of the things I love about Seth is he really, well, you know what? I know why I like Seth. This about Seth is because he's just like us. We're going to be upfront and honest. And if we make a mistake, we're going to say, oh, we made a mistake, or, you know, and we'll fix it or whatever it is. And we're going to tell you the good and the bad, like we do on this show all the time, about some things. We really want to let everyone, everybody wants the truth, to copy you, Jack. Everybody really wants the truth. And that's who we are, and that's how we roll, and that's how Seth rolls, and that's why we love Seth and we do stuff with Seth.
Right.
And I loved his review that he did of us and our stuff, and I think he even took it a step further because he's in our world with our data and everything, and he shared a lot about that, you know, because he's been out there, you know, researching this world for a long time, so he's got a good knowledge base of all the different ways you could do this.
Yeah, if you don't know who Seth is, this is a deliberate and intentional plug on the show
for Seth,
because it's our show and we can do that. Yeah, for Seth. Mm-hmm. Seth Williams of retipster.com. He is the single best blogger in this business, hands down. The guy spends hours, probably, he said, between 8 and 10 hours of research and writing each blog every week, by leaps and bounds, much, much better than any blog. I'm sorry, Jill, any blog that you and I have ever written.
Correct.
You know, he doesn't have a podcast. I happen to think our podcast is better than his because he didn't have one. But my hat's off to your blogger ability. No, in-depth reviews of stuff. In-depth reviews of where to get data, which was the best, they're on and on. I mean, it's endless, seemingly endless. So he's got a huge following of technical people. Mm-hmm. So he and I and Jill decided to align ourselves, all three of us, because we thought we'd better, because we are better together than separately. So check his site out. Check his whole thing out. He's got a lot to offer. Mm-hmm. We have yet to do a real estate deal with him for some reason. I'm thinking right now we have to change that.
Oh yeah, we haven't. That's okay. He's gonna. I hope that he'll find something some point that we can help with. Or I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, exactly.
So
what did you think of the review?
I was going to ask you that. I thought it was great. I mean, I think he did a really great job because he went even section by section and commented in his blog. He did a video thing about it, which I really, really loved. Even his first impression, you know. Our original program was delivered by mail. It's in the process of being converted to just online format. Right. But so he reviewed the original one and the impression that you get when you open it up. And it was just really kind of cool. And he went, you know, in detail to each thing that we cover. And I just think he did a great job conveying what is in there. How about you?
For even opening it and watching it at all. It's more than I can say for anyone who works with us.
Do you know what I appreciate, though? There were a couple things that it was really nice that Seth said that he, because he's in the business too, he does this, but different ways. And he was really sincere in sharing that there were some things that he goes, you know what? I hadn't even looked at this way. This might change how I do things.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that too.
I did. I'm like, gosh, thank you, Seth, for saying that, you know, and even though he's Jack, I don't know anyone. I mean, really, for what we do, no one's done it as long as you have, period, or has as many transactions as you do, period. Mm-hmm. So, and no one will ever question that and, you know, dispute that. So we all look to you, Jack. So,
what? You harvested some wacky tobacco, I think.
No, but anyway, it was really good and sincere that, you know, hey, you're the pro, Jack. That's
you know
it.
What I love about it? There's a bunch and I didn't watch this minute for minute. I did not watch the whole review, and it's on YouTube. I watched like the highlights or what I thought the highlights were. And he was real honest. He's like, you know what? I think there's a few things that he said about our program that he didn't think were beneficial. He was real straight about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not all peaches and cream, like you said.
It's true.
That's what I love.
Well, you know, he wrote something I was reading earlier just the other day. Someone had commented on the review, and he was really great in saying, look, you know, I've done things like these. And until you get into this, you don't realize how many months, which is true. This took us probably a year start to finish.
Yeah.
To do this whole thing, and just the filming part and the recording and the editing and all that was good, and the writing was a good 6 months.
Right.
And are you going to put every last little detail in there? You try to get everything you can, and I know that we touched on everything, but we may not have gone into as much depth on some things, but for most of it, we went overkill.
I think it's the opposite. I think we went into so much detail on everything. That's what his comment was.
It's true.
He said, this could be a little bit shorter.
That's true. He did say the parts that were dry.
You know, so, yeah. Hey, listener, if you're the kind of person who's, you know, ultra detail-oriented and a researcher and, kind of a nerd like I am, I mean, that's why I did it. I wrote the program and did the whole program the way that I would want to. I would want to buy a program and review it and learn how to do something the way that I presented this. It's what, like 12 hours, Joe? It's between 10 and 12 hours, the whole thing. So, you know, and the whole thing is, Joe, we don't upsell it. It's not like after you're done with this, oh, then now let's go do the $40,000 version. We don't have one and never will. This is it. We tell and show all in this whole thing, and that's what Seth says.
It's true. It's not like, okay, here's the overview. Now come to this and you get more of it. Oh, and then do this and you get the rest of it, and do that and you get the personal coaching to put it all together.
And then we provide the tools. That's the whole thing too.
Exactly. I just wanted to share this and talk about it with you because I just really think it was really great, and I really took it as a great compliment. So
why the hell would Seth do this? Spend all this time to do this review? Here's why. If you would like to buy our program, buy into it, join our group, get the tools and stuff, there's a coupon code or a promo code that you can put in. And Seth, you're going to appreciate this. It's called Seth, S-E-T-H. If you use that code, you get a tremendous amount of money off. Go over to landacademy.com if you're thinking about buying it. It's not going to go on forever, but if you use the code, this is my shameless plug for us, Joe.
I'm like, I can't believe you're sharing that.
I know.
It's really cool. My mouth's wide open. I'm like, what?
I know you're going to, I'm going to get a phone call right after this. I'm sure from you.
It's all good.
No. Promo code Seth, S-E-T-H, get you a ton of money off the whole thing. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. We're going to get inundated.
Yep. Seth's going to be happy. He gets a kickback.
A bunch of money.
He does.
He is our one and only so-called affiliate because we like to work with him. And I know the money's going to good use because he's got two tiny little kids and he likes to buy real estate.
That's true. And he's doing a lot of good stuff.
He is. He's a good guy. He's from Michigan. I like him.
And he's helping a lot of people too. And I appreciate that.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.